Turn as you will in your Bibles tonight. Acts chapter 8. One through four. Now Saul was consenting to his death. At that time a great persecution arose against the church, which was at Jerusalem, and they were scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering every house and dragging off men and women, committing them to prison. Therefore, those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for your blessings. We thank you, Lord, for just giving us the word of God that we might study it together, glean from it. Lord, speak to our hearts. Now, in Christ's name, we ask it. Amen. I don't know about how y'all grew up as boys. Boys, did y'all ever... I didn't ask the girls this, because this is most of the boys doing crazy things, going into a restaurant and taking out the salt shaker. Y'all remember those salt shakers? Loosening the top on it, putting some paper up in the top of it, and closing it back down so when people... Did y'all ever do that so they wouldn't get no salt out of it? Now, honestly, nobody did that. I can't believe I'm the only one that thought of that. Are you pointing at the devil on my shoulder? You did that. You were mean. I wasn't going to go that far. I did that with pepper sometimes. You know, pepper makes a mess. But nobody actually did that. Man. Huh? Roger? Yeah. Me and Roger think alike. Great minds run on the same wavelengths. I can't believe I'm the only one that thought of that. But, you know, I didn't steal any salt shakers. I left that up to the deacon's son. But, you know, Jesus says you are the salt of the earth. Amen? I like things that are salted, not real like Teddy would do over there. But I don't like to eat my food. The older I get, the more salt it takes, I believe. Somebody said you lose your taste buds, but with salt on it, it tastes pretty good. And I just still can't get over it. I'm the only one that thought of that. Well, we had these old water-cooled fans. Y'all know what those are? Water cool. How many of you know those? All right, we got some old people here, yep. We had one of these. We didn't get air conditioning until I was in the 11th grade, but we just didn't have air conditioning. And we never missed it. We worked hard. We'd come in. Daddy had one of them old water cool fans, and on Sunday we'd put ice in it. You know, it'd blow down through the house, cool off everything. But trouble is, you salt. It'd make you salt damp, and you'd have to hit it on something because it was stuck in the salt shaker. Amen? It'd get stuck there. Well, you could shake and shake and shake, and it wouldn't do any good. But you know what? That's where our church is today. Not just this church. I believe churches all over. The Bible says you're the salt of the earth, and I find that we're stuck in the salt shakers. The salt shaker being the church. Have you ever thought about that? Jesus Christ, to whom which we belong, we're supposed to tell people about Jesus Christ. He says, go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel. And we ought to be telling people every day about Jesus Christ. Somewhere, somehow, mention his name or come to someone. I was out the other day in Best Buy, and I was waiting on Rhonda to get out of the doctor's clinic. And if you've been over there, you know how long it takes for the eye doctor to... see everybody. Well, I was in Best Buy, and I was just looking at televisions, and I was sitting there watching, and this man came up to me, and he was standing there. His name was Don, and Don does not go to church, but we were standing there talking about TVs, and then finally, I said, you know, I'm a minister, and I live, you know, in Gun Barrel City. Where do you live? He said, Mineola, and I said, well, you know, Don, we serve a risen Christ, and I didn't no more get that out of my mouth good. He said, you know, I've got to go on down to Lowe's. And I said, well, we still serve a risen Christ. And come see me if you're over in Gun Barrel City sometime. I'm pastor there at the church, and I would love for you to come by and visit with me and hear what we got to say. Well, he didn't last too long after we mentioned Christ, but that's the way the world is. But we at least have the opportunity to say something about Jesus Christ. Amen? And yet so many times we, the salt of the earth, which we are, becomes trapped inside the church. And we can't get it out. Well, here in our text, God had a process for expanding, I believe, the ministry of the church. And God literally had to shake up the salt shaker to get the people outside to tell about Jesus Christ. The business of the church is to share the word with everyone. And this passage of scripture begins with a crisis and ends with communication. Now think about it. The crisis and ends with a communication. Very few were preaching the word. They were stuck inside the church, and God sent an appointed, I believe, you know, you're not here by accident. God sent an appointed crisis, which began with the church in Jerusalem. Thousands had come to know Jesus Christ. And the church in Jerusalem, I believe, was a great church. It was doing what God called it to do, but the salt was still there in Jerusalem. And God said, I want it not only in Jerusalem, but I want it spread all across the world, Judea, Samaria, and everywhere you go. And the problem is, it was still stuck in the salt shaker in itself. And they were reaching people there. And that's a danger, I believe, to every church, folks. When a church starts, I believe, we start with a fire and a wanting out to reach people all around. But somewhere down the line, if we're not careful, we become complacent. We become interested in the things that satisfy us. And we become trapped in the church. And we forget about going out and bringing people in. And I believe here God sent a divinely appointed crisis to scatter the gospel or the salt. It was providential here. It was a God-sent crisis to enable the church to do its work of the Great Commission. Acts 1:8 says, but you shall receive power, see? And they had that power, but they were stuck in Jerusalem. But here, the crisis began. Sometimes, like Teddy said about being blind, you know, we think some things are just so bad, but look how he used that lady. God uses sometimes those moments in our life we call crisis to nudge us to get out. You watch little ducks. That mother duck will kind of push them out of the nest every once in a while to get them to what? Try their wings. I watch those little pesky birds build up in the corner of the house. You know, they build those mud dauber nests there, and they sit there, and they'll get out there, and they'll just fly like this and get those wings just going real high. And every once in a while, you know, that old mother's sitting there, and she'll get them to take that leap. And they learn they can lift up and come down. And if you watch them long enough, they'll do that for a day or two, and then they fly off. They're gone out of their nest. And sometimes, I'm saying, God sends things along to nudge us and to push us out so that we can do something in life instead of sitting on a pew soaking in the Word of God and not doing anything with it. You see, God's not interested in our comfort. He's more concerned with us being conformed into the image of Christ. And everywhere God went, people flocked to him, and he was always doing something to help them. Our lives ought to be just like Christ. We ought to have a purpose in our life, and that purpose is to tell others about Jesus Christ. And look what he's done in our life. God's purpose was to reach lost people all over the world. And he says, this is my church. And he scattered them. You see, salt is absolutely no good in the salt shaker, is it? If we sit here, we become all clogged up. And we're doing no good at all. God can't work without people getting out of the church. And it's not just Brother Bill and me and Teddy and the leaders. No, it has to be everyone. Look at the Word of God. Who was scattered? The people. The apostles were. They stayed in Jerusalem. The work was to be done by the church. You see a whole lot more people every day than I do. Have you ever thought about that? And if you will go out, everywhere you go, you meet somebody, and if I've told you this time after time, if you'll pray, God will send somebody your way. Somebody you can speak to about Christ. Hey, if they walk away like Don did, don't worry about it. At least you've told them. At least you said something. God will take that seed, and he'll plant that seed in that life. You see, I talked a whole lot to him about my life before I ever told him what I did. I knew he was a good person because he didn't say a cuss word the whole time that we stood there and talked. And let me tell you something, we talked about 15, 20 minutes. And he was a very nice gentleman, but he just wasn't interested in Christ. And a lot of people that way, but if you can plant the seed into their life, maybe somebody else will come along and water that. And it's not done by the leaders. It's done by every single one of us. I'm not saying that I don't do that, but I'm saying every one of us need to be active doing that. It's an anointed communication. You see, the people were scattered everywhere. And it's this that we reach people for Jesus Christ. Now, not only that, things happen in our life like it happened. And this lady, she was Fanny Crosby. She was blind. The preacher thought it was bad. But she thought it was not that bad. She'd asked him blind from birth. Think about Joseph when he went through all of those things in the Old Testament. You know when his brother said, we meant it bad for you? He said, but God meant it for good. See, we have a whole different perspective about the way things work. Just think, if that church had stayed in itself, they wouldn't have reached the world. Boy, those people reached everybody in the known world at that time, and God's work was at hand. It's amazing, Brother Perry. I got your name back there. It just took a little while to come up. Kind of like a computer, you know. It's not as fast. It should be, but it's not. But you know what? He said, if you go out there, just think, if you win one person to Christ, and that person goes out and tells about Christ to another person, and that person tells about another person, guess what? We'll reach this town for Christ real quick. But I've been here 34 years, and we haven't reached it yet, and I wonder why. We're not doubling like we should, are we? We're still stuck in the salt shaker. And they saw God's hand in this breaking up of the church. Old Paul was wreaking havoc on them. You know, sometimes I wonder if we don't need a little persecution, you see, in our lives and in our church. You're not here because of an accident. You're here because God led you here, and you're here to serve our risen Lord and our Savior. In order for Christ to reach the world, we need to witness. Every one of us, folks. I know this is the cream of the crop. I know this. You know what I was sitting here thinking a while ago? Boys, if all we have on the night we have our giving to grow, we're going to feed them easy. Brother Thomas is fixing for over 200. And I hope more people will come. You make a special effort to invite your Sunday school class and get them here. We'd like to every Sunday school class to have 100%. It won't happen unless we make an effort to do that. Something else I see here, out everyone was involved. Those who had been scattered preached everywhere they went, and it was ordinary people. Ordinary people. You may think you don't have a testimony, but you do. Just sit down with your friend or somebody, and you share what Christ has done in your life. You share the crisis that God has led you through. Ordinary people with ordinary occupations reaching out with an extraordinary Savior. Man, he is the best, isn't he? I love him, and I know you love him. Communication, that's where we've got to get. Everybody doing something for Christ. Communication was every church was sharing the gospel. Everyone left sharing the gospel about everything. Now, I found out, just like I did, sometimes it's how you reach people. Sometimes you just talk about the weather for a little while, but then get on to Jesus. I like to talk about hunting. You know, I didn't know anything about television, and that guy was asking me questions about the television. I was just probably telling him stories. But I said, you know, I heard a guy the other day say this one over here was the best, and this one over here best. But, you know, the best thing is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Folks, tell them about Jesus. Tell them about how Jesus loved you. I shared with you this morning about my testimony. You have a testimony. You have something to share. Tell them about how Christ, God so loved the world that he gave his son, how he came and he lived that perfect life, how he died on the old rugged cross, how he was buried and rose again, and he's coming back. Tell them about that. Tell them if they need eternal life. You know, there's always, I was telling this morning, Jesus reached different people different ways. You know, I'm not for just going up to a person and saying, hey, you know, you're a sinner and you're going to die and go to hell if you don't get saved. Sometimes they may need to hear that, but a lot of times you run people off. Do it tactfully. Do it tactfully. But share the story of Jesus. You know, today I think we're still trapped in that salt shaker, and we must break out of our comfort zone and tell people about Jesus Christ. We must get rid of that complacency that's in the church today. At the first of the year, I challenge you to tell somebody about Jesus Christ this year. I wonder if anybody's witnessed. Don't raise your hand, but I wonder if anybody's actually done that this year. You told somebody about Christ. You may not be called an evangelist, but you were called to evangelize. Wherever you go, whatever you do. Andrew met Jesus, and you know what he did? He went and told his brother about Jesus Christ. He shared Jesus with his brother. Now God desires every single church member, every one of us, folks, to tell somebody about Christ. Would you do that this week? Don't get trapped in the salt shaker. It absolutely does no good inside the salt shaker. It's only when we go outside these walls that we can tell people about Jesus Christ. We had a sign for years down on the end of that building before this one was ever built. And outside, as you go out, it said, you're entering a mission field. And folks, that's the mission outside. Will you allow him to use you this week? You're worth nothing if you're not a salty Christian. Think about it. You're not doing what God asked you to do if you're not being salty and sharing the gospel. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for these that have come. We thank you, Lord, for these people that are dedicated to come on Sunday night and Sunday morning, that they may tell others about Jesus Christ. And Lord, let us this week come into contact with somebody, and may we recall this message that we are the salt of the earth. And if we don't tell them, nobody will. Lord, we just thank you for using us. We give you the praise, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen.